I'm still a bit dazed by this bear. After a long, arduous, effort to clarify whatever misunderstandings were there, after the House recommitted the ethnobill back to the committee, everybody now is back to the committee, and we are in a position to address it. I propose from our side that given that we have done all the work in the bill, given that we've given two resolutions on the bill or something that's linked to the bill, which is going to go into the House of Recommendation, all I would propose that let us just reconfirm that. But I just would like to ensure that we are on the same wavelength in that before I do the formalities, because according to procedure, I still have to read what you have in front of you. I'm quiet now. Looking at everybody. Honourable Smiley.
I wanted to know if the committee were given an explanation why the bill got stuck where it got stuck. Because obviously if there were maybe some constitutional amendments or problems with anything that we have done as a committee, then we should know those reasons. I mean, there must be a reason. And I would like to know what was the reason for them, for there must be something that must come here.
Look, let's put on record that I will follow the path with the chief of office, because the directive to have the bill drawn came from the chief of office. Even now, let me open. The moment there was an opening to have the bill brought back to us without hassle, that was my key interest because of the time factor. What I'm pleading is that, much as I commit that, I will check as to what was the cause. But if for now we could just at least ensure that we endorse the bill once again formally, it goes into the House, it gets adopted, and then it moves to NCOP. Because the concern is that we should have enough time at to put it into Section 76.
That's my one concern, Chair, is just I'm not sure how long the processes will take to go through the NCOP. Are we assured now that this bill will get through the NCOP in time before the end of the fourth parliament? Because if it doesn't, then what are the implications of that? Does it mean that it then falls off and it has to be reintroduced as a new bill in the fifth parliament? And I raise this as a concern because clearly, I mean, firstly, we passed this bill in about March or April, and it was then subject for debate. If it had been passed in June, we would have had more than enough time to pass it through the NCOP channels. So there was then a delay, and then there was a delay of 4 months of it being sent back to us for reasons we don't know. So I just want to be assured that this bill will in fact get passed, or have time to get through the NCOP processes, so that it doesn't fall off the agenda and doesn't have to be reintroduced by the fifth parliament. I don't know if you can give that kind of assurance.
I'll look to give an assurance, but I'll 100% give a commitment to do my best to ensure that it goes over to NCOP. Unfortunately, one thing to get to be in, unless they would like to get our assistance to sort out certain things so that it gets expedited. I'm sure from our side, we feel that we've done our best, you know, that there would be hardly any issue that would make it processed in a rather slowed down when it gets processed. I mean, even if we do things procedurally and formally, but sometimes you can have a sense of a being that can, you know, go through a slowed effort, you know. And my speculation really, put it on record, my speculation that day, at least at NCOP level, if it had gone through with only one hassle, you know, in this business, it wouldn't necessarily be slowed down. And it is in that context that at least the NCOP would be able to push it. Of course, honourable members, as you all know, we also are very, very keen to have the bill, you know, adopted. Just to put you on speed, we've got the independent power producers, which are essentially the private sector, which has started generating electricity. And this is one of the pieces of law that facilitates their entry into generation of electricity over and above or next to ESCOM. That's the essence of it, you know. Well, if you can go into detail, then you could understand where and how and things. It takes a couple of functions out of ESCOM, this is more independent systems and market operator. It then ensures that the whole system now is changed a little bit, because as I say, those functions will no longer be done by ESCOM, which will be done by this ISMO. So that's where it is. So it's very much essential, because there are already the ITPs now. As you may know, the reading papers, I mean, solar panels, wind turbines are already starting to turn around. So the bill is there to enhance it. Honourable members, if you are fine, then please allow me to read. But of course, with the proviso that I will still do my best to ensure that we'll go and check the reason and come back definitely next year, you know, January, February,
yeah,
on that. Yes, sir.
I'd just like to note that if there was an incorrect dating of the bill, you know, I mean, it was a 75 instead of section 76, it will cause huge delays. It's just a technicality, but it does deter the process, perhaps, you know, to be helpful in that regard. We work with many such bills which is incorrectly tagged at the financial sector, and it takes a bit of time to correct it, so that I accept.
Okay.
And then just a question before you read, I see one of the recommendations that you will contact the Treasury on the issue. Has that process started? Or
no,
not yet.
No,
if you would like to finish, but we'll discuss it further. Congratulations, I see there's a lot.
Okay.
But the other thing, yes, through you. Members should remember that when we gave team energy to go and do the due diligence, was also team energy was also informing the issue of the treasury is also involved in. So we must have that expectation that, you know, they will have in concurrent engagement in terms of this thing, because they know how urgent it is. But we must also expect that also NCOP has got its own rules that it's supposed to, or its program that's going to operate upon. So, but as the chair said, the chair, I think, has done tremendous work in engaging with the NCOP. He has tried to put them into speed in terms of this, in terms of all the other challenges. And the issue of tagging, I think Advocate Banara was highlighting that they dealt with it. So,
it
was correct.
It got to tag.
Okay,
so that process
yeah.
is about to get
yeah.
done.
Sure.
Okay, so we find
just one thing. As I was just reading, maybe we were too excited. We said the due diligence study must be submitted to us by November 2015. Any takers? Is it fine to say 2014?
I think that's a bit long. What, 30th of November 2014?
No, we won't do it. 2 weeks.
The problem is that, I mean, I don't know if there is we don't have a legal advisor. No legal advisor. The problem is that if we put a date that goes into the Fifth Parliament, to what extent does that have powers beyond our particular mandate? So if they don't then comply with the date that sits in the Fifth Parliament, and we as an energy committee are not constituted as this anymore, do we still have the power as a new energy committee to hold them to account on a date that gets their chair?
Obviously, it's a continuous work. Cannot stop.
I mean, it's a
unless you're not coming back to Parliament.
Yes. That's why I've asked the in terms of the recommendation, my question with regards to the interaction with Treasury, because clearly the date set is a steep climb. not
no,
no,
no, no, no,
not
the same.
And I agree with you, we need to extend the day to a more reasonable, feasible day. A due diligence process will not be there.
What would be the most practical?
Well, I mean, initially we talked about a 6-month period when the bill was going to get passed in November, and that's why we gave the 30th of November. So, I mean, should we not be looking at a 6-month period from now as well?
Okay. Then should we then say within 6 months from adoption by whom? By NA? Should it be NA?
Mm.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I think so.
We then would say by 30th November 2013, that changes within 6 months.
Oh, it's 6 months.
From
adoption. It would be May.
Yeah,
that should be it. Yeah.
Yeah.
6 months, and then that can be the first thing that the new parliament deals with.
So
like
30th of May.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So
can
we can say
30th
of May.
We can say
30th
of May.
30th of May 2014.
30th of May.
Yeah.
But guys, all of the numbers, are you sure 30th of May would be within?
Just say by the end of May,
okay,
it's going to be fine.
See, I think what we're saying, it is, I mean, that is the date that we say it should be finished. If it's done by April, it's done, then we'll work on it.
Let me read it then. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Energy on the Independent System and Market Operator B, B9-2012, National Assembly, Section 76.1, dated 8 November 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Energy, having considered the subject of the Independent System and Market Operator B, B9-2012, initially classified by the Joint Checking Mechanism as a Section 75 bill and subsequently reclassified as a Section 76.1 bill, referred to it, report the bill with amendment B9A-2012. Then we have recommendations. Recommendations, the Portfolio Committee on Energy recommends that the National Assembly request the Minister of Energy, acting in consultation with ministers for public enterprises, finance and cooperative governance and traditional affairs, to A, conduct a due diligence study in order to determine the feasibility and implications of transfer of transmission assets and submit a final report to the National Assembly by the end of May 2014.
Mm.
B, conduct a cost-benefit analysis of the possibility of incorporating the transmission assets into the independent system and market operator ISMO. C, further conduct a cost-benefit analysis of establishing a transmission system operator, TSO, or any other arrangement suitable for the South African situation. D, ensure that the efforts on the restructuring of the entire electricity sector be addressed as a matter of urgency, and therefore put to the meeting the report to be adopted.
Yes.
There's a mover.
I move for adoption, Chair.
Honorable Fadele, Honorable Fayli, second.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry,
is that why you lost your head?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.